Hello and welcome to Game On, presented by No Tokens Required. I'm Chris.
I'm Caleb.
No, you're Mr. Giggles.
I am. I giggle, giggle.
And the nice thing was that you actually did that little thing right on the mark of the beginning of the seconds that I was counting. So yeah. It was a nice way to be like, oh, cool, here's where we're starting. Anyway, so I'm Chris. That's Caleb. We are Game On, presented by No Tokens Required. Today, we are talking about Assassin's Creed Mirage, developed by Ubisoft Bordeaux, published by Ubisoft. We have been big Assassin's Creed fans. Everything from the first one, Ezio is your homeboy. Give me a Assassin's Creed 4 any day of the week. We differ on the later ones. I found Origins to be meh. You did not like Origins. I found Odyssey to be fun, but like not really feeling like an Assassin's Creed game. And I know that you kind of were like of the mind of like not a huge fan of those later ones.
Origins more than I did Odyssey. Though I did have appreciation for them both.
Yeah.
I, in all honesty, now that a couple more Assassin's Creed games have come out, I really appreciate Origins and Odyssey. They were good games. But in all honesty, Ezio Trilogy will always be my boy. Yeah. Black Flag. Like, oh my God. So those older games really have a good place in my heart. They struck good balances of story, combat, action, intrigue, history, a shit ton of things.
Yeah.
Where the later ones, like, mind you, Origins, it was really cool to see the start of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey added a shit ton of mythos about the first civilization and the gods, you know, the higher race and all that stuff, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Valhalla.
Oof. Just couldn't.
I went back to it.
Did you try it?
I did because, same thing like Cyberpunk, mm-hmm. Like I let them go through and fix some of the things and everything like that. It's not terrible. The storyline is still not great. I still got like huge issues with some of the plot points and some of the decisions that they made and everything like that. Like I don't think I will ever get over the assassin jumping in to a one-on-one duel between two Vikings and nothing happens.
There's no consequences.
Like, no, thank you.
No. Maybe that's where the rule came from.
Right. That canon now, bitches.
Right, that's it. From now on, any 1v1 fight has to stay 1v1.
Like, fuckers. Not that it really had any, like, subsequent cause in it. Like, that dude got fucking yeeted immediately.
He did. It was
like,
pretty funny.
Yeah, but still, it just came... There were certain things that I'm just like,
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, it had its merits, you know?
Yeah.
And I really appreciated the true mythology that they incorporated into that one, mm-hmm. especially more so since it moved away from like the Greek and Roman deities
mm-hmm.
and
went to your Norse gods,
went to the Norse ones. I love Greek mythology. Absolutely love it. It's mm-hmm. my favorite mythology, but this was the first time where all the other games really kind of focus on the Greek and Roman pantheon. This one moved to a different pantheon, with the exception of Origins.
Yeah.
Origins, yes, they in a weird way, because Origins doesn't have the first civilization stuff in it. Not that I really remember. And mind you, it's been a few years since we played through them all again. But, like, they didn't have a whole lot of, like, oh, this is a first civilization artifact. No, it was more about, like, here's this group of Templars
mm-hmm.
that are trying to find these artifacts, and in doing so are really causing some really bad shit to happen in civilization, and we need to stop them.
Yeah.
And so, like,
It's the origin.
Yeah, the Greek pantheon didn't really need to make an appearance.
No.
But they did those weird things where you had the anomalies where you fought the Egyptian gods.
Oh, yeah. Anubis's torso sticking out of the sand.
Yeah, you Whatever. Remember those?
Yeah. I liked fighting him and getting his cosmetics.
So, like, I don't consider that as part of the same thing because this was truly, like, you're talking to Odin.
Yeah.
You know, like you would one of the Greek pantheons in one of the other games, you know?
Yeah.
So it has its place. I know that a lot of people really enjoyed it. It was okay for me, but yeah, the earlier games are really where I'm like, the storyline was on point.
Yeah.
Like you had a purpose. There was something that you were working towards, like in and out of the game. You know, like the whole reason, or in and out of the Animus, sorry. The whole reason, like, and I feel like they're trying to get back with that, with like Odyssey and Valhalla and Mirage a little bit, right? Like they're trying to be like, hey, look, no, there's still this other thing happening in the modern world, where they diverted off of that for quite a few games. They're trying to bring it back, but it's not the same.
No.
Like I'm not the dude. I'm not, what was his name? Desmond.
Desmond. Yeah.
Thank you. I said it myself, but I thank you anyway. Whatever.
You're welcome for confirming.
You know, it's not Desmond, and you're not going like, well, we need to dive into your history to see where this artifact was hidden so that we can prevent the Templars from getting it. Oh my God. No, they're way further along than we thought. Like they're bringing about the end of the world. Like we need to prevent that now. Like, there was a sense of urgency in the real world.
You were literally on the run, like getting in the back of vans
for two of the games,
for two of them,
yeah.
Hiding out and like,
well, the first game you literally commit a break.
Yeah,
man, when they stab her.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
At the end of Brotherhood.
Oh man.
You're talking about Sally or whatever her name was. Lucy. Lucy.
It still gets me. I'm like, she was your love.
And like you're fighting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, nothing good like that. Literally, for Origins, the nice thing about that was just for me just being in Egypt, but that was like pretty much it. Getting the finger cut off. Like that was a cool way to kind of show how that tradition started, even though it didn't need to be, just because of the mechanics and kind of stuff. Like that's all fun.
Well, but that was the sole purpose. Like if you remember in the first couple of games, they were especially the first
what
one.
Was
that was your initiation, was
right?
Getting the finger cut off, and then you'd get your
wrist blade.
And they explained, well, because if you have that finger, it's just gonna cut it off anyway.
Yeah.
So like actually having that moment where like he's fighting and he fucking freak and my finger. Like I was like, oh shit.
Well, and then in the first one it's like that, and then in the second one you get Da Vinci being like, hey, you know what? Actually, based on this design, if you do this, you don't need to get your finger taken off.
And he manipulates.
And then to get to Origins to be like, hey, do you remember how we used to cut the fingers off? Well, this is why they did it, because they weren't smart enough. It took Leonardo da Vinci to become a part of this, to be like, well, wait a minute, I can save you from having to do that. Because, and somebody only pointed this out, and I don't know why it took me so long to realize it, because you know what's a really stupid idea?
What?
Having a group of a secret society of members all missing a finger. That's a really good way to point out, oh, look, if that person's missing that finger, maybe they are a part of our enemies.
They wore gloves and prosthetics.
They never showed that.
No. You're absolutely correct. But even then, like, back then when that was happening, like in the very first Assassin's Creed game, it is kind of mentioned or at least hinted at, like that is the biggest group of assassins. But even then, they only send out like one or two at a time. So let's be real here. Like, let's think about sociology. I'm a guard.
Yeah.
I'm told, hey, watch out for somebody who's missing a finger. Like, they're going to try and be incognito. So for like the first couple of days, maybe I'm going to be like looking at everybody's hands. And then after a while, when nobody shows up with a missing finger, I'm going to be like, what the fuck ever. You know what I mean? Like that's really how those kind of societies worked a little bit there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, unless if something happened, like the immediacy afterwards of like, oh, I assassinated this guy. But even in the first game, he assassinated him and you immediately leave fucking town.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back and you spend weeks, technically, though it doesn't feel like in the game, weeks back at your hideout before they send you to a different town to commit another assassination. So, like, there's some sociology at play there.
Yeah.
But, yes, you're right.
But
secret society, bunch of members, missing fingers.
Yeah.
Makes it really easily identify. But my point with all of that was, like, Origins was great in that sense because it connected these dots. Mm-hmm. There's still loopholes in my mind because when Cleopatra presents you with the wrist blade, she says this is a bit of ancient technology. But it doesn't classify how ancient.
Right.
Right?
It's all relative.
Well, but, like, we know that in Odyssey, which takes place before Origins, they don't have the wrist blade.
Mm-hmm.
There is no wrist blade.
No.
No wristy blade.
You get the spear of Leonidas.
Which is also mystical.
Yeah. They love all their mystical shit in these games.
I know. I did like the upgrade of the spear, though. Like, you took it to the temple and you popped it in. And
oh, I still remember the ability. And it doesn't make any sense. But I still love the ability where you can, like, throw the spear at people and then run to them and pull it out.
Yeah.
Like, that was really fun to chain Odyssey, a bunch of combos.
Odyssey had some really amazing kill cams.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I will give Odyssey
they
that.
They give you a Spartan kick. Like, right in the very beginning, like, one of the first things you could do is just kick people.
Yeet.
Yeah, and that was there is a clip I have on my Xbox to this day that is me yeeting somebody off of a cliff.
Yep.
Full on, this is Sparta kick, and the guy goes flying. I loved it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. So Mirage, I didn't care that this was coming out.
I was interested.
Yeah.
There was a couple of things.
Okay.
Right? Like, they were like, we're going to go back to our origins.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
You fell for it.
I did. Well, they stood true on that. Think of the first game.
Okay.
Like, the first game. You get your stuff.
Yeah.
You go to the first town.
Yep.
You have to follow people around to get information.
Yep.
You have to collect letters to get information.
Yep.
Then you have to plot your assassination.
Yep.
And then you escape.
Yep.
There, it is not heavy in the fighting mechanic.
Nope.
And that's exactly what they did here.
Did I miss it in the first game where they had just like a teleportation instantly kill five people button? Because that's what – I don't remember that in the first game.
Well, no.
Okay. Just making sure. If the idea was to go back –
instantly kill five people.
Yeah, your assassin's focus bullshit maneuver you can slow down time and you can highlight targets and then you can literally teleport to them and kill them. Now, granted, I'm not mad when Odyssey did it because Odyssey was like, hey, we're going to go super crazy. We're going to talk to the Roman gods and the Greek gods. And
they're
going to imbue
you with all of these powers from the first civilization.
Yeah. Nobody said anything about going back to basics. And in this one, I was like, okay, cool. I'm ready to go back to basics.
Yeah, I didn't do that kind of stuff. Maybe it would have been more fun if I did.
It wasn't. Oh, it wasn't.
Because, like, just being honest with you, like, if you got caught and you ended up in a sword, you're dead.
Oh, yeah. No. Sword fighting is so boring in this game.
It was 100% stealth all the way, which I normally don't mind. But, like... it just reminded me, because even way back when the first game came out, I had such a hard time getting through it because it just felt so monotonous, so tedious. Like, I wasn't entranced by, like, the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
The step that it takes from the first one to the second one was a huge step in my mind because that second game, I was like, wow, like, this is way more fucking interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is way more fun. And so the fact that they took it all the way back down to that first one, and here's one thing that the first one had that this one definitely didn't. An interesting storyline.
Yeah. Talk about a snooze fest.
Like, that was the big part. Of the first one that where I'm like, no, I really hate doing this. This is really boring to me. I hate having to, like, scope out the tower, get my bird's eye view, follow people around, gather the information, all that. Like, oh, this is so boring. The funnest part of the first one was like, okay,
this is the mission.
Here's the guy.
Yeah.
Like,
do whatever you need to get. Do you want to walk around through the crowd? You can do that. You want to go through the back alleys? You can do that.
I'm going to kill him now.
Yeah. There's like one guy that actually turns out to be like kind of a fight. And that's about it. If I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
Because
the rest of them are like,
the guy,
how do I assassinate this guy as quickly as possible without being noticed for as long as possible?
That is what made that first game. Yeah. Were those 9 moments where it was you and a target and an area, and it just went, go get him.
Yep.
However you can.
And they were so good.
It was perfect.
So good. And then like, even afterwards when they're like, oh
yeah,
you don't know what you just did.
Shut up. I stabbed you in the throat.
But like, the thing that I loved about those, and they even continued that on into all the way up through Connor, really, and they still do it, right? Like, when you kill somebody, you have their dying words,
right, which
and
is fine,
and it goes in. But the dying words in the first games made you really question of like, am I doing the right thing? Like, am I really,
it had substance,
am I really on the good side?
Yeah.
Like, the passion that this person talks about and the changes that they want to make, like, those, none of those are bad.
Relatable villain motivation.
They were so fucking good.
Three important words. You need a villain that you can look at and go like, I actually agree with what your goal is. I don't agree with your methods.
Exactly.
They're like, free will is bad. Look how humans treat each other. If we control everybody, the world will be peaceful. Yeah, but nobody,
I don't agree with that.
But nobody has free will.
Yes, people are bad, but I don't agree with free will. But then there were people who would be like, no, we were working to something better. And like, yeah, like, this was a tool to get us there, but it was only a tool and it was a temporary thing. And you're like, oh,
I'm poisoning people.
What is the rest of the plan? You know, like, or them talking about like, I, you know, make sure you take care of the orphans. And then you find out like, yeah, this dude like literally took care of the orphans of the street because he realized that they were the future generation that would help them create this better world. And it's like, oh man, now the orphans are going to fucking suffer. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like, stop talking. You're just making me feel terrible. That's what I loved about it.
Yeah.
Right. This game, man, like, from the get-go, I dropped right into it, and like, it just disappointed me from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but when it was coming out, like, when it was talking about, like, we're going to go back to the original games, we're going to, like, I knew that it was taking place around the same kind of era as the first game, right? But I was hoping that it would be more like the second game.
Yeah.
You know, the second and the third type deal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or the Ezio trilogy, or even if it took more after like the third with Connor, like, I would have been okay with that.
Yeah. But
like,
where'd all my stylized fighting go? Where did my taking a person's weapon and being able to use it? Where did my cool killing animations go?
Fucking Connor had the greatest combat in that sense.
That him and that
taking the muskets and blowing people's head up and that, shit like that. Oh god,
dude! I just had the tomahawk in my offhand the entire time. The kills with the tomahawk was fucking awesome.
Amazing.
It would look so cool. It was so beautifully animated.
In all honesty, out of all of the weaponry, that tomahawk is the coolest assassin weapon ever.
Yeah, I would have a hard time arguing that.
Yeah,
I would have a very hard time arguing.
Like,
that.
And I like swords.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a swords guy, and that tomahawk, I'm like.
Even the gun swords in Assassin's Creed 4 was like, well, that's a pretty cool thing. No. This is an awesome tomahawk.
That's the symbol of your organization.
That we use in these cool killing animations. Like,
so
just give it a fucking break.
Come on.
See how
I fucking loved it.
See how much we're not talking about Mirage?
Oh, it's because Mirage is garbage.
It's boring.
I didn't get through it. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I really tried. I really did. I went back to this game 4 or 5 different times The big problem that I had is literally from the get-go, I don't give a fuck about any of the characters.
They're so bland. They're bland. Yeah, they're bland, and I don't care. Oh, my God, you do something stupid, and you get all your friends killed, and then we just move on.
Well, like, from the get-go, he's like, I want to be an assassin. What? Like, Ezio's father was an assassin, and then he even didn't know about the order until his dad died, and his uncle was like, hey, welcome to the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
You know? And like, Connor, again, father was an assassin,
mm-hmm.
whose father was an assassin. Black flag. You know, like, there was some lineage there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so that made sense.
Yeah.
Syndicate. Again, familia
mm-hmm.
thing.
Oh, Unity.
Fucking, and then what ones are we forgetting here?
So in Origins, it's your wife.
Who's a part of the order
and brings you into it.
After she dies.
After your son dies.
After your son dies.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And she's not even really like a part of the order. She's like working for Cleopatra and they decide to make the order.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of where I was, what I meant by the way I phrased that.
Yeah. And then you don't get to see your wife ever again, but still like there's a link to it. This guy literally is like, I just want to be an assassin.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a second. Like, children don't know of this order. Like, how the fuck do you know of this order?
You get that meeting where they show up and like, because you touch a thing, it's like, hey, this is what we're doing. And he's like, well, I want to join your group right now. And it's like, no, I have no reason to take you. You are Aladdin, you're a street rat. Like, you broke into somebody's house and you caused a big kerfuffle. Why would I bring you into my fold?
Like, yeah. We asked you to secretly go in and take this item and you.
And a man's dead.
You fucked it so big.
Yeah.
So big that we'll help you get out of town. Like that big. So big that you're pretty sure everybody else that you met in that first little bit of the game is dead.
Now. Yeah.
Like so bad that you return to the Urchant Villa and all of the other kids are dead.
Yeah.
Like
our hero, ladies and gentlemen.
Bad.
Yeah. Ugh.
And like, okay, come on into the order. And we're going to spend years training you. Oh, but your one big test, not assassinating a target like it was in the first game, where that was like, this is when we know you are ready to join the order. Or even fucking Ezio. Ezio had to assassinate a target before he could join.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe Connor did too, technically, but I can't remember. Connor meets the black guy, and that's when he like really joins the order.
Yeah.
And then Hathaway, he just kind of drunkenly stumbles into it.
he kills an assassin.
Yeah.
And then takes his stuff and poses as him.
Yeah.
And then is like, oh shit.
Like, there's a whole thing behind this.
Yeah, that's the whole beginning of the game is you going from pirate to killing assassin.
Yeah.
And then
becoming
assassin, getting found out that you're not really an assassin, getting your own boat, and then the assassin's coming up to you being like, hey, if you really want to do this, we're going to show you how to do it. Because that's all what's-her-face is Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
That's her whole thing is like, I belong to the assassins. You fucking bumbled your way in here.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do this right.
Yeah. Now.
Oh, and by the way, I'm a woman.
Now we're going to teach you how my titties don't interfere with me killing people.
Yes. I literally taped them down. Speaking of which, because we're never not going to bother talking about Assassin's Creed Mirage. Have you watched Blue Eye Samurai on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
Fucking watch it.
I heard it was good.
It's not good. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
It is. I got done watching it and immediately started it over again to look for things that I had not realized I had missed through my first watch through. Oh. It is that good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. So then like your ultimate testament to becoming an assassin is doing your leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, you did this. Oh, by the way, one of your buddies who's already become an assassin just came back all fucked up. So we're going to send you, the newbie,
yeah,
to a situation where already a superior got fucking railroaded to go and figure this out. Bye. Yeah. And like, I just
can't care. I cannot care.
After that, like literally, like it's very dependent on you going and doing like the missions to keep the storyline going, which is like any other Assassin's Creed game, you know. But they tried to do this mix of like the mid games with the first game.
Yeah.
Your fighting combat prowess, which baffles me. Literally, you have developed combat in these games continuously.
Mm-hmm.
First game was very, very little to no combat.
Which makes sense.
Second game, you got a little bit better with the combat, and even in the subsequent Ezio trilogy, the combat got more and more like established, and you like, oh shit, I attracted the attentions of the guards. I can either run away or I can fight them and kill them. Three, in my eyes, honestly, that was close to the pinnacle of their combat system.
I was going to say, in retrospect, the last couple of days I've been thinking about it. And while combat has always been something along the lines of like, some guys you need to parry, some guys you need to break their defense, but at least it always A, felt fun, and B, looked cool.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. Black Flag combat was great.
I love Black Flag combat. Again, it's more of the some enemies you parry, some enemies you got to break their defense.
Even with you go into Odyssey, where they completely remixed the combat system, there was still a lot of that. And that is very forward combat heavy. That is not so much stealthy assassination. That is combat heavy.
Yeah.
Same with Odyssey.
Yep.
And with Valhalla.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that, okay, I just had three games in a row that are Assassin's Creed games, and it's more, even if you come upon your target, you can just straight up brawl them and not necessarily have to, like, shink, shink.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, okay, let's go back to that. But let's go back to Ezio and Connor, where even Connor was like, hey, I have to stealthily assassinate these people. I can't just run up to them and da 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 da. Like, I can, but I'm probably going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to be more tactical.
Yeah.
Ezio was definitely more tactical. So, like, cool. But why get rid of the combat altogether?
Because we're going back to our roots. Going back to the beginning.
But why get like I just don't like, it was a decision that was made by their part that I just don't get. Like, okay, you got rid of it because you wanted to push us more into the assassination realm, which is fine, but you were able to do that in the earlier games without completely obliterating combat. The reason why the combat sucked in the first game is because it was not something that you focused on.
Mm-hmm.
You focused on stealth and assassination. But then you incorporated, like, we still have the stealth and assassination, but you are also a Renaissance Italian of a noble family. You know how to wield a sword.
Yeah.
So, here's swordplay.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Like, what the? Most of my kills were done by thrown daggers. Oh, a guard noticed me. Thank Jesus. Because if I had to pull out my sword, I might as well have chopped off my own dick. Like, it was so awful.
You know the moment the game lost me? It was doing the Alibaba and the 40 Thieves quest line, and they build up.
Which is a DLC.
Yeah, which I had to pay extra for. they hype up the entire time. It's, their boss wields a sword of flame. And I was like, I'm going to get me a sword of flame. Yeah. When I kill this guy, I'm going to get his sword of flame.
Fire sword.
Yeah, I killed the guy, no sword of flame.
No sword.
And I was like, why? Why?
Because those weapons don't matter.
They don't. They don't.
That's the thing. Is they even give you like, oh, here's your weapons and you can upgrade them and everything. And it's like, why? They don't matter.
And upgrading them isn't any fun because you got to go get the recipe to do it. And then you got, and then you can go and make it. And it just does. It's just,
I don't mind like those are standard gather quests. Find the recipe, gather the ingredients, upgrade the weapon. Like there's a billion games that do that. And I don't necessarily mind it. It's not the greatest, but when you can join that with the fact that me doing all of that still makes a useless fucking weapon. I'm done.
I'm done. It looks different. Like, that's it. Like,
but I never see it because I don't use it.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't draw my sword because it sucks. Aesthetics.
And then?
Of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I did about 12 missions. And I don't care about the Assassin's Order. I don't care about the Templars. I don't care about the people. I don't care about what's going on. I don't care. And this is heartbreaking for me because there are two things, major, major things that I have always loved. I don't give a fuck how shitty the game was, Unity. I give zero fucks about that. Right? The storyline with the Assassins versus Templar and finding the first civilization and finding out all that mythos and all of that, super intriguing. And the historical accuracy. Those are two of the biggest reasons why I have played so many Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah.
And this one, I was just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
What happened in history during this time period? You slayed a player that was born fucking 100 years later. That's what happened. That's what happened. Like, you killed me. It was dumb. That's all I really have to say about it. There's nothing more to it.
Yeah.
It was totally disinteresting.
Yeah. I don't even have the energy to go into the plot even because it's literally.
What plot?
There are quite a few paragraphs on Wikipedia, but it's like, so this follows the events of Valhalla. The modern day assassins use blood samples provided by Basim, which is the name of the main character in this game, to relieve his memories during the age that he was in. And it's 861 CE, which means Common Era, because apparently we're taking the Catholic Church out of the calendar because they were the ones that did AD and, you know, BC. But it's just like Basim is a street thief living with his friend and companion. For his entire life, he's been hunted by visions of a monstrous genie. I don't give a shit.
Jin.
Well, it's J-I-N-N-I, genie.
Jin.
But Jin, because that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then that whole first paragraph is just them being like, yeah, so it's Basim and him and his friend go and kills a guy. And then it's like, well, then whole next paragraph, in retaliation for the guy's murder, they slaughter all the thieves, including Basim's friends. And then that one ends with them being like, Basim decides...
To join the order
and goes off to a city to investigate. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, because he gets sent to a city to then investigate what's going on and root out the corruption and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, and, you know. I'm literally pausing here. I'll read this to you, right? So Roshan and Basim fight. Mm-hmm. Basim defeats Roshan but spares her life and enters the temple because they're at Mount Alamut.
Yeah.
Right? Which is in the first one.
Yep.
Inside, he finds more disc-shaped artifacts and discovers that the temple used to be part of a prison where the Isu Loki was held at some point before escaping. Basim also realizes that... his friend never existed. Both she and the djinn were in fact representations of his repressed memories as being Loki. So now he's I don't care because your story is now too convoluted. This is what happened with Lost. You take a pretty decent idea, right? Of, hey, what if we can relive our ancestors' memories through our genetics?
Yep.
And what if, you know how that whole like Templars and the Crusades and the Christians, they were all doing those really bad things? Well, what if they were doing that because they were trying to control everybody?
Yep.
And you had a hidden group of assassins fighting back from the shadows.
Yep.
Literally, that's all that this game ever needs to be. You take those main ideas and move them through time periods. Cool. So now we can go to the Renaissance, where technology advances a little bit.
Yep.
Cool. What kind of technological advances can we incorporate into this little idea? Now we're going to go to the American Revolutionary War. Now we're going to go to the Golden Age of Pirates. Now we're going to go all the way back to the very beginning of this order that you have been playing in. I just don't care that this guy is Loki or used to be Loki. I don't care.
So that's the thing. Like, in Valhalla, the main character is Odin.
Mm.
And, like, yeah, their whole DLC is you playing as Odin. And so, like, it's almost kind of building this thing of with that. This is new information, but that's what it feels like to me. It's building this information of you have Norse gods versus Greek gods, because the Norse gods are now turning into basically being like the first assassins.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, yeah,
or some of them
related to some of the assassins, yeah. And like. But now we're getting into like divine genetics, like
the Isu were these mystical people. That was the beginning of human civilization, of humanity,
yep.
That had this insane technology that then disappeared. And that's all that it ever needed. That's all that it needed to be.
Yep.
It just needed to be, hey, so these
elite class classified themselves by like Jupiter, Mars, Uranus.
You want to correct me on genie?
Uranus. Oh, no. They're definitely an anus.
Yeah. It's just gotten so convoluted and so out of hand. But
I don't even mind that. Like, again, if the storyline is kind of wishy-washy and we go a little bonkers with it because we've put out 1472 games or something like 1472. That's... I know. It's great. But the combat is still good. It's still fun to play. Like, yeah. We have played games that have terrible fucking storylines. Horrible fucking storylines. But because the game was still fun to play, it didn't matter. It's the same concept as watching movies that are terrible fucking movies.
Yeah.
But they're still, like,
something
fun to watch.
Yeah.
So you still watch them. That's why the whole cult classic genre exists in movies, because normally they're terrible fucking movies.
Rocky Horror Picture Show comes to mind. That is a terrible, terrible, terrible movie. Fifth Element is also a good one. If you look at it as a movie, it's absolutely terrible. But you have so much goddamn fun in that movie while you're watching it, you don't care.
Yeah. Most people, if you say like, oh, God, Fifth Element was a terrible movie, they'd be like, fuck you. No, it wasn't. No, it was amazing.
It was.
And it's like, well, no, break down the storytelling in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Yeah. But
it's so fucking good.
It's fun. You don't care. We were talking about this earlier. Bullet Train. I get why people don't like Bullet Train, especially for that last 5-minute sequence when the train literally jumps the rails.
Oh, dude, it's still so good.
All of the stupid fun shit that leads up to it, you're like, yeah, take me with you. I can totally believe Brad Pitt flying through the train car in slow motion and get hit in the face with a coffee pot, because this whole movie's been batshit crazy, but at least it's been fun.
Oh my God. And he's like, he tries to be such a nice guy.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Like the Viper when he like, shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you have another one?
Oh, I'm mansplaining. I'm mansplaining again. It's
so dumb.
Honestly, you could say this.
I love it.
The worst part of that movie is probably the Channing Tatum cameo. And it's nothing against Channing Tatum. They all run in the circles and they're all friends, and I get it. But for me, it kind of like slows the movie down a little bit.
Yeah.
And again, even then, it like doesn't do much to make me hate the movie. I still love it. I've probably watched that movie at least 13 times.
Yeah. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, games are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've played shitty games.
Oh, yeah.
But the storyline is so good that I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care that the mechanics are shit. I don't care that it's really hard for me to maneuver. Or I had really big difficulty getting past this certain part.
Mm-hmm.
I am so enthralled with the storyline of this game. Like, I absolutely need to know what's next. And I'll be honest with you. The first, like, we've talked about it a couple of times. Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
The first time I played that game, I had such a hard time with that game. It was a very difficult game for me to play. I had a hard time with some of the bosses and everything like that. But I was so enthralled with the storyline of that game. And I'm not saying that game has like an incredible fucking story, because it doesn't. But at the age that I was,
yeah,
I was like, holy shit, this is cool. This is interesting to me. What the fuck is this thing? How are they doing this? How are they controlling? Who is this big bad mystery man that's, you know, the pulling the strings behind the curtain? All of that. Like, I was enthralled with it. And so I just kept pushing on. There are games where the mechanics are great.
Mm-hmm.
And the storyline is shit. But I'm having fun being like, ha, 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 ha. What's this game about? I have no fucking clue, but watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Hold my beer. Like, great. This had none.
This is not, this. I found nothing enjoyable in this game. Nothing was fun. Nothing was enjoyable. Like, I don't feel like it added anything.
I committed.
It took away a lot.
Three assassinations. And even those, I'm like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
This is more tedious than fun.
Yeah. It felt like a job. I mean, it was a slog. It's the only way I can put it. And again, you know, if you found an enjoyment and you like this, that's totally fine.
Everybody's personal opinion.
Everyone's opinion is, and everyone
ours
is,
just happened to be the right one.
Here's what I'm curious about. Is
reviews
reception.
Yeah.
See, and this is the shit. Okay. GameSpot got it right with 6 out of 10. And even then, I feel like that's being a little generous.
I'd have done 4.
Huh?
I'd have done 4. 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10?
4 out of 10.
Yeah. But yeah, like, you know, 8 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10, 77 out of 100, 8 out of 10, 4 out of 5, 4 out of 5 stars, 4 out of 5 stars. Like, I don't get it. It didn't have anything. I didn't connect with any of the characters. I didn't feel anything. I was bored so much. I mean, there were times where my wife would just come out in the living room and I'm just sitting there with like my head back against the, and I'm like, she goes, what are you doing? And I was like trying to convince myself to play Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Yeah.
Cause I just cannot be bothered with it.
Like, to the point where even the last few weeks, I've been pretty bored as far as games go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, what is there to play? What is there to play? What is there to play? And that is a game that never popped into my mind.
I'm fuck no.
Oh, you never beat this. And I was like, okay.
I mean, like, so I have been trying. I mean, it's no secret. I have tried multiple times to get you and a bunch of our other friends to play Ark Survival Evolved with me. And I'm like, it's a survival game with dinosaurs. We should all love this shit. And you guys, regardless of whether you have the time to play or not or whatever, but at least in that game, no matter how many times I play it, how long it's been since I've played it, I always can at least go in and have some fun building a house, taming some dinosaurs, running around, exploring the land.
We, like, played it together for a little bit.
Yeah, but like, that's my point, is that even something like that, that doesn't get, like, it still can be fun to dive into for a couple hours on the weekend if you got some time to kill and you're bored and you feel like doing something.
Yeah.
There is nothing in this game that I would go in to kill time, because everything in this game feels like it's a waste of time. The story feels like it's a waste. The combat feels like it's a waste. The
big problem that I have with Ark is nothing's explained.
No, and I mean that is a huge problem. Like, that is a huge problem.
When I'm trying to play and I'm like, I have no idea how to do anything.
No,
like, there's no guides, there's no help, there's no information. There's like those few hours that we played, I was like, oh, I could see how this would be fun. But like you literally had to explain like to me how to do almost everything.
Yeah. Like that is definitely a game that involves you. Like you have to submerse yourself. Get lost, be confused, die a whole bunch, and little by little, you'll start piecing everything together and understanding some little things. And the more you do that, eventually you get there.
I have ADHD, bro. That ain't happening.
No, and to be fair, like I didn't realize when I started playing in that game, I didn't realize like how high my bar was for like what I wanted to achieve in that game. So to get to that point, I had to learn all about the game.
Yeah.
Because it was like, if I want to ride around on a Velociraptor, I need to know how to do everything between standing at the beach naked with nothing to getting and taming a Velociraptor.
Yeah.
So like I had to learn throughout that whole thing. And I can see because my wife is the same thing. She's like, how do you just like, how do you stay with this game when it doesn't explain anything? Because I want to ride a dinosaur. Like that is my goal, is to ride a specific dinosaur and I want to go get that. So I got to teach myself how to do that.
Yeah.
And now once I do, now I can have a little dinosaur family because I can get a male and a female and they'll breed and I'll get a little baby Velociraptor. And like, that's super cool to me. But again, I had to spend 200 hours in the game to get it. There's nothing in Mirage that is worth spending 200 hours on, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
It's boring.
Well, it's not, and that's not a situation of, well, I want to do this in this game.
Yeah.
It's boring.
I mean, at least, you know,
Everything that I would want to do in an Assassin's Creed game, I could technically do in that game, but it's boring.
Yeah.
I can go do all of those things in 15 other games.
Yeah. 14 of them being the other Assassin's Creed games.
Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, I mean, all 15 of those games could be Assassin's Creed games. There's a shit ton of them out there, dude, bro.
And I don't even count the side-scroller ones.
I wasn't counting those either, but like
Liberate.
Yeah.
The one in New Orleans. And then you've got Rogue, which is like another little like what I would consider the spin-offy ones.
Yeah.
Ottawale, the quartermaster from 4, he's got his own little spin-off game where you play as him for a little bit. Yeah. So anyway, Assassin's Creed Mirage, not that great, at least to us. But you know our rule. You know our rules, guys. Let us know what you thought. Did you enjoy it? Did you not enjoy it? What were your thoughts on it? Have you put a bunch of time into it? Don't forget, go to our Patreon, our Facebook, our Spotify. Thank you again for the 3 5-star reviews. Yay! I'm very happy with that. Let us know what, if anything, you want us to take a look at in the upcoming year. You can write us a letter asking us your questions, your comments, whatever, at notokensrequired@hotmail.com. And sign up for the Patreon. You'll get unedited audio, unedited video, and what we dropped a couple weeks ago, our first DLC exclusive to Patreon for Cyberpunk. We'll see if that was also a snooze fest. It was. guys, so just thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. We'll catch you next time. I'm Chris.
I'm Caleb.
And until then, game on.
Thanks for listening to Game On, presented by No Tokens Required. The opinions expressed in this discussion are those of the hosts and may not reflect the opinion of No Tokens Required. No Tokens Required is not affiliated with the electronic entertainment discussed in this podcast. The properties mentioned in this podcast are the intellectual properties of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. Game On is an exclusive podcast of No Tokens Required for your release from the channel. No part of this podcast may be used in any way without written authorization from No Tokens Required.